On their website, Bill Dreamfly, Brady Lane, and Caleb Eirig describe themselves as just two normal guys in their 20s. Are you guys still in your 20s?
Just barely.
All right. If by normal, I presume you mean two guys who build airplanes. Every week, they let the world in on a building session of a Bearhawk. You can watch them. You can ask questions and comments. You can see them make mistakes, maybe.
Oh, we make mistakes.
Only perfect ones.
Yes. There's a story.
You know, if you've ever thought of building a kit plane, I highly recommend it. You get a real good feel for what's involved. Because, you know, if you zip around the area here, you think you can never build this. I mean, there's some perfect airplanes out there. I wonder if that can dissuade people from ever trying to build.
I think, if anything, it maybe gives you an appreciation, too. I just talked to a guy this morning that went to a sheet metal shop and did a little widget with some sample rivets and stuff. And he said, now I understand, as he walks around and looks at the plane, what it takes.
We were talking about that the other day. That little was it a little aileron they made, or just a little.
He did a little just bent spar
rivet
thing,
and that sort of thing. He's going to go home and show that to his wife. You know, and she's going to go, oh, that's nice, dear. That's how it's going to work. So they're with me now, obviously. You're sitting around one day, you said, let's build an airplane. Is that how it went?
Actually, it's been a dream of mine for a long time to own my own aircraft. But I knew, I don't have the skills to do it. You know, I didn't grow up tinkering in the shop, And so the thought of what would I ever build, and I didn't trust myself to do it alone. Yeah. And then I bumped into Caleb in a hardware store one day. And that's kind of where it all sparked.
You were looking for plane parts and hardware store?
I definitely like projects. I built a hovercraft in high school with some guys, and I like working on cars. And it's one of those things where I don't necessarily have the skills when I start a project, but I just jump in and kind of develop them as I go. So I'd never built a plane before, but I knew I wanted to build one. And I ran into Brady, and I wasn't necessarily looking for a building partner, but I knew he worked at EAA, and I said, hey, here's this plane I'm looking into build. It's called a Bearhawk. Have you at least heard of it? Have any opinion on it? And he said, actually, yeah, I know about the Bearhawk. And if I was to build a plane, that's what I'd want to build.
Yeah. Now you, and that's Caleb, by the way, are an engineer, right?
Yes. Yep. I'm a mechanical engineer. I am not an aeronautical engineer.
No, but you know parts and things. I mean, there's a different thinking. Engineers build great airplanes. Because they've all told me they do.
I've been warned. Brady was warned right away about building with an engineer.
Yeah, they cautioned me. In fact, some technical counselors here at EA said, don't ever build with an engineer. They'll try to redesign the whole aircraft.
It's true. I mean, as soon as I saw the plans, I was like, oh, maybe I could tweak this. I can tweak that.
And Brady's the multimedia guru at EAA. So there's you deal with the creative side of things. Yep. So you got the left brain, right brain thing going. Does that work for you and that sort of thing?
We complement each other very well. Yeah. When we decided to do this project, in a similar vein of the Learn to Fly blog I did several years ago, to show people that it's doable, to show them the process, let people take a look inside what it takes to become a pilot. That was successful, to show people flight training. And here I am learning new skills, learning how to rivet, learning how to work with sheet metal, learning how to weld, learning how to use some tools I've never used before, even a router I never used before this project. And so I wanted to show people how doable building an aircraft can be. And it really is. I mean, within the first couple of years, we've used a hammer and a drill press and just basic tools. And the best response we get is when people say, hey, it's surprisingly doable. And it really is.
Have people, because they watch your, I'll call it your show when you do it live, have they started their own project? Are you aware of anyone who said, yeah, I can do it myself, so I am going to try to do it? And then has that worked that you know of?
Yeah, I was talking to a guy. We've actually met several of our viewers in person, but this particular one, PT, has, as of today, ordered plans for a Sonics.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
As of today.
Well, I don't know if he ordered them today, but they are now ordered.
Because of you guys.
Within the last couple months.
And there's probably, I don't know, a dozen of those stories of people who are kind of on the fringe and they're thinking about it. They just want to look inside and see a genuine, what is it really like to build an airplane?
Yeah.
And we don't fake anything. I mean, we're just really down there building.
So when you're building, and I know you have to concentrate on an airplane, but I mean, are you thinking about the audience and maybe convincing them one way or the other, or scaring them, or being alert to that sort of thing?
We're probably too comfortable in front of the audience.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's like if you had your friend down there, talking to you while you were building.
Yeah.
So we're very candid. We interact with them. People ask questions. If we have a bad day at work, we're talking about our bad day at work. But I mean, that's what you do in the shop. You kind of decompress. You build. You laugh. You tell aviation stories, and that's what we do in the shop. So people interact with us via the chat room. We talk back to them.
They get to see our mistakes.
They do. We make mistakes.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. I'll come back with that in just a second.
Maybe we don't.
Yeah, it's all right. There's a lock on the door.
Hey, that's part of building.
Yeah, that is. Brady Lane is with us. Caleb Eyrig is with us. We're talking about building airplanes, and these guys are doing it in front of a big audience. And we'll talk more about that in just a second here on AAA Radio.